WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to episode number 28, and what I believe might be, Pamela, unfortunately, our last episode for a while.
I know, it's so sad. The next time I'm in the studio, it's with a couple of the artists from the festival, and that's totally different. So this is really we're gonna do something interesting today,
well,
I hope.
It's been a great journey, and I'm sure this is going to continue afterwards, but right now, let's talk about the highlights of things that are coming up since I have you for this night anyway, all to myself.
Oh, aren't you sweet? You know, that's a great idea. Let's do highlights. As you know, one of my favorite concerts, if I'm allowed to have a favorite concert this summer, is Morning Strings. And that will be held on Sunday, July 15th at 11 a.m. at Ochre Court. This concert is sponsored by Grace Vanderbilt, and we are very grateful for their sponsorship this summer. As you know, one of my favorite pieces this summer is the Ralph Vaughan Williams Piano Quintet. And we are actually going to hear a little bit of that tonight, just because I love the piece so much. You know, what's unique about this particular concert is it's a combination of great composers, but pieces you perhaps haven't heard before. We start with the famous Adagio for strings by Samuel Barber. And then we go to the Smetana String Quartet. And again, as I said, after intermission is the piano quintet, in C minor. And we talked about this program on an entire show one night. It features Serena Huang, the wonderful violinist who appeared at our chamber music series that was sold out this winter. Mm-hmm. Our wonderful Spanish pianist, Daniel Del Pino, Misha Kalin, who's from the Hermitage piano trio. Incredible artists. So I'd just love to listen to a piece of this to entice our listeners to come to this wonderful concert. The Stockholm Syndrome Ensemble is going to play the first movement, or a piece of the first movement, of the piano quintet by Ralph Vaughan Williams, and this movement is Allegro con Fuoco.
Thank you.
very soothing and relaxing music, to say the least.
It is. It is. You know, Ray Vaughan Williams is certainly an underrated composer. So now we're going to talk about our two concerts at Blythewald. Blythewald puts up this beautiful tent outside, and we have the great honor of performing there in the summer. We will be there on Wednesday, July 11th and Wednesday, July 12th in the morning. On Wednesday, July 11th, we are performing a morning called Dueling Pianos. This is sponsored by Yamaha Pianos, who have been our sponsors for over 30 years. Mm. This features Sarah Davis Buchner and Ilya Kanzantsev. And again, when we talked about this particular program, we went into a great deal a few weeks ago. It's remarkable. You have these amazing pianists with so much strength and so much sound and yet so much delicacy. So this is really a fabulous morning concert, sitting outside, hearing the birds chirping and listening to these brilliant pianists. So I'd love to play a piece of one of the pieces they're playing, which is the Danse Macabre. And here we're going to hear Joshua Pierce and Dorothy Jonas. Thank you.
I would imagine not only great music, but visually that must be quite something to watch.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, the second concert there is on Thursday, July 12th at 11 a.m., featuring Jeffrey Siegel, who many people may know from PBS. He does his keyboard conversations. And this is our Bernstein anniversary concert, sponsored by Cynthia Sinclair. So, Cynthia, thank you so much for your generous support. Now I'd like to switch gears from Blythewald and go to our two opera evenings, if I may. The first one I'm going to talk about is Rossini Opera and More.
I was a little disappointed you just said opera evenings without any flourish of operatic talent.
Oh, you want me to sing ta-da?
Right, there you go. All right.
The first is, as I mentioned, Rossini Opera and More. And this will be on Wednesday, July 18th at 8 p.m. at the Breakers. It is sponsored by the Prince Charitable Trusts. Thank you so much again for your sponsorship and your continued support of the festival over so many years. The very first concert ever at the Newport Music Festival in 1969 was a Rossini evening. And so this entire evening is a tribute to the origin of the festival and its inaugural concert.
Back to where it all started.
Exactly right. And so, you know, Rossini, we all know Barber of Seville. And this evening will not only have Barber of Seville and Il Viaggio a Rheims and La Cenerentola and all those wonderful operas. It'll also have some of his piano music. And we end with four brilliant pianists on two huge pianos playing the Guillaume Tell Overture, which we all know. So let's listen to something from this wonderful concert. We will have pianists Susanna Laramie, Yafei Chuang, Ilya Kazantsev, Sarah Davis Buchner, as well as four singers, Alexandra Batsios, René Rapier, Santiago Bellerini, and Trevor Neal. So Santiago will be singing many beautiful tenor arias, and here is Francesco Arraiza singing the tenor aria from La Cenerentola, Si Ritroverarla, lo giuro, which we will hear on this evening.
Excellent. All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Newport Music Festival.
Come on, 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 come on
Welcome back to our special presentation of the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, having the privilege of sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival. And for 28 shows, we've been talking about what's coming up for the festival, and this is our big finale. We just listened to one opera segment, but you have another one coming up.
Absolutely. This one is French Opera Night on Saturday, July 14th at 8:30 at the Breakers. And this is sponsored by Vin de Bona, who is also sponsoring the concert that's right before this one at 6:30, which is Bonsoir. So this is a big celebration for Bastille Day. And Vin has very, very generously sponsored both of these concerts that are celebrating French music. So thank you so much, Vin. So French Opera Night is glorious, large-scale, big opera pieces, and I think one of the most memorable pieces in the entire French repertoire is Pearl Fisher's and the beautiful duet. So I'd love to listen to a piece of that, but before we do, I just want to remind our listeners that if they buy tickets to either one of the two concerts on this evening, Bonsoir at 6:30 or French Opera Night at 8:30, they are more than welcome to join us in between the two concerts at 7:30 for a red French wine tasting.
Wow, so the wine is included?
It absolutely included.
All right.
So let's listen to Luciano Pavarotti and Nikolai Jarov singing the beautiful Pearl Fisher's duet.
Oh!
You know, frequently I wish here at the studio that we had television cameras, because I would love for people to see how excited you are and how dynamic you are in explaining all of these things that are going on. But, you know, you're not a great salesperson because you're so artistic. You're so involved in the music and what's happening, but we haven't told people how to buy tickets yet.
Oh, I'm so remiss in my duties. I'm so sorry. All right, well, let's do that right now. So to buy tickets and also to find out more about the concerts, the venues, the artists, please go to our website at www.newportmusic.org. And if you are interested in buying tickets, you can do so right on the website. Pick your seats, print them out at home, or have them waiting for you at will call. Or if you need assistance, please call our box office at 401-849-0700.
There you go. All right. See, that's the financial part of it.
There we go. There
okay.
we go.
Now let's continue with the upcoming events.
Wonderful. So, as our listeners know, we have an amazingly talented, brilliant pianist coming this summer, Charlie Albright. And his concert is on Saturday, July 21st at 8 p.m. at the Breakers. It's actually the last concert of the season at the Breakers. And this is sponsored by Virginia Gambale and Dr. Austin Feeney. Thank you so much to both of you. Virginia is also our board president, and I can't say enough about everything that she does for the festival. So, Virginia, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything that you do. So I wanted to make sure that we heard a piece played by Charlie this evening. So we are going to play Chopin's Etude Opus 25, which is being played at the Chopin concert, just not by Charlie. and this is number 10 from the entire opus. So let's listen to this and the brilliant Charlie Albright, and I hope people will join us for this extraordinary concert.
although time is tight, I think we can get one more piece of music in this segment.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. As many of our listeners know, Friederike von Stade is coming on Saturday, July 7th. And at that concert, the pianist playing is the incredible composer Jake Heggie. We are so lucky. He and Flicka, as people know Friederike, are very good friends. They have written pieces together, and so they're going to do that evening. The next morning, we have the unique opportunity to experience Jake's compositions. That's on Sunday, July 8th at the Newport Art Museum at 11 a.m. And this is sponsored by Susanna and John Laramie, who are also sponsoring our evening with Friederike von Stade. Susanna and John, thank you so much to both of you. This is a very interesting concert, and I have to say, truly unique at the festival. First of all, to have a living composer, that's an extraordinary experience. So we have two pianists, we have three singers, we have a full string quartet, and people who come to this concert, because the second half of the program is again French, he wrote this beautiful song cycle about Camille Claudel, who was the lover of the sculptor Rodin, everyone gets a glass of champagne. So I would love to play one little excerpt from the cycle called Camille Claudel, called The Gossips, here sung by Joyce DiDonato and played with the Alexander String Quartet.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. You have been listening to the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, and Pamela Pantos is with me as she is discussing events that are going to be coming up. We've listened to quite a few things, some beautiful music played, and there's something for everyone at the Newport Music Festival. Isn't that right?
Oh, isn't that nice of you to say? Yes, I believe there is. And now we're going to go to our youngest audience members. We are having a special concert on Saturday, July 14th at 11 o'clock at Bell Court. And this is sponsored by Bell Court of Newport. Again, thank you for letting us use your incredibly beautiful facility. We have special ticket prices so that children and families can afford this. It's only $5 for children, and they'll be able to sit right up in front of the stage, and $15 for adults. This features Jeffrey Ziegel, who we mentioned a moment ago. He is very famous on PBS for doing these children's concerts, and we're thrilled that he's going to be there. He's got all these pieces that are about animals, so I thought that we'd listen to one of them. And this is the famous Flight of the Mumblebee by Rimsky-Korsakov, here played by Vladimir Horowitz. Thank you.
Flight of the Bumblebee. A lot of fun.
Isn't it?
That's
Isn't
fun
it?
To watch, too.
Absolutely. So we're going to continue on our theme of something for everybody. For the first time in the festival's history, we are featuring Imani Winds, that incredible woodwind quintet. They will be at the festival on Friday, July 13th at 8 p.m. at the Breakers. And one of their members, Valerie Coleman, is not only a flautist, but she is also a composer. And they are going to be playing lots of cool jazzy stuff. And this is one of the pieces they're going to be playing that evening called Red Clay and Mississippi Delta. So let's listen to a piece of this.
Pamela, that was definitely different than most of the music we've been listening to. But like you say, something for everyone. I just want to one more time make sure everyone knows how to go to the website. It's newportmusic.org, O-R-G, newportmusic.org. And people can even go the old-fashioned route and call them on their rotary phone.
There you go. No, not sure there are too many of those left, but go ahead.
401-849-0700. You don't have a rotary phone? I've got
not anymore.
I have one in my pocket.
Oh, there we go. So anyway, I just want to say thank you, Mike. This has been such a pleasure this year doing all of these evening shows. It's been really wonderful. And thank you to our listeners. I hope you've enjoyed everything that we've presented.
Well, I think we need to thank you, a big thank you to you as the new executive director of the Newport Music Festival. You're doing a wonderful job, and your enthusiasm and your energy is infectious.
Thank you, Mike.
You for being you.
Oh, thank you so much. So one of the highlights of the 50th anniversary season is our gala. And this year, we have the great honor to present one of the greatest living musicians, Joshua Bell. He will be accompanied by Alessio Bax on piano, And our gala is on Sunday, July 15th, starting at 5:30 p.m. It is at Ochre Court, and it is a full evening with jazz pianist and dancing at the end, catered by Russell Morin. It's really going to be one of the events of the Newport season. If individuals are interested in purchasing tickets, we've already said newportmusic.org, or please call the box office at 401-849-0700.
Pamela, I just want to make sure everyone understands there will be three more shows with you and various artists that are performing, although this is our last quote-unquote regular show, but three more coming up, so don't go away, listeners.
So now let's listen to the incomparable Joshua Bell and Sarasate's Zigeunerweisen.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.